is Michael Savage joining us at 6 after. He's live in the bullpen.
On the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So he's ready to go. Nick Fuentes says we've lost the war because we did this deal, but now the deal's disintegrated and the ceasefire is over. But I agree we shouldn't have gotten in the war. As Michael Savage 3 months ago said, he's pro-Israel. I'm not anti-Israel either. But that this was too much to chew. That's what all the assessments were. But now it's happened. But if we continue with the war and they don't magically fall, which I wish they would, then this could be a Pyrrhic victory that ends up killing the American Empire, like World War I killed the British Empire. It took a long time to do it, but it did it. Here's a few minutes of Nick Fuentes. We'll go to break and join 400-plus radio stations on their side with Michael Savage. Here is Nick Fuentes. And I overall disagree with this, but this is more true than some of the fake right-wing Republicans saying this was a victory, which already fell apart, as I predicted last night. And this morning, here it is.
Now, this is what was announced earlier tonight. And what's interesting about that is this is a complete and total U.S. defeat. This is an absolute, there is no ambiguity here. It's not debatable. It's not subject to interpretation. We lost decisively. It's like I said, when we got into this conflict, we had about 5 military objectives here. And these were the things we were demanding from Iran. We were seeking an end to their nuclear program, forfeiture of their highly enriched uranium stockpile, restrictions on their ballistic missiles, restrictions on their support for regional proxies, and regime change. Of course, once the war started, Iran seized control of the strait, and so the 6th objective became to wrest control over the strait, or at least open it for shipping. We did not achieve any of those things. Any of those things. There is no regime change. We did not suppress or destroy their capability to build and launch drones and missiles. So they maintain that conventional strategic capability. We did not seize or in any way restrict their ability to enrich uranium. We didn't take their stockpile of enriched uranium. We didn't restrict their ability to further enrich or make more enriched uranium. We did not meaningfully degrade or destroy the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and the regime remains intact. The only thing that you can say that we achieved from the war is that we dealt a pretty significant blow to their navy. Arguably, we damaged a significant percentage of their missile launch platforms, and probably their stockpile of missiles is less than 50% of what it was before the war. But it was not destroyed. It was not annihilated, and neither was their navy. They still maintain a pretty substantial navy, which consists in fast and maneuverable speedboats. They still maintain about 50 tiny submarines, which they use to close the Strait of Hormuz. They still maintain their mine-laying vessels. So the IRGC still has a very small...
All right, let's stop there. The fact is they were able to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed. That's the miscalculation of Trump 39 days ago. And that's what the Pentagon told him, a 92% chance that they hang on, they don't fall, and then they will close it. That is the issue, and he didn't listen to Tulsi Gabbard. He didn't listen to the Chairman of Joint Chiefs. He listened to Mark Levin, who admits he doesn't understand the military. And Mark Levin, last weekend, called for using nuclear weapons because the Pentagon was saying we could lose up to 100,000 troops taking over Iran. We'd take 500,000, probably. Make Vietnam look like a cakewalk. And so Mark Levin, who always says, well, I don't know the military, but they're supermen, let's use nukes. I mean, folks, this is insane. In all the war games, the nuclear war breaks out regionally, it goes nuclear all over the world. So I'm not a fan of the Millos. Everybody knows that. If they could have snapped their fingers and successful, as I said 39 days ago when this started, that 3-hour Saturday show, I said, I want to be proven wrong. I hope they fall in 4 days like they think. I hope the Iranians rise up. We now know they gave them a bunch of guns, Israel and the U.S. It didn't work. Stop biting off more than you can chew. In Venezuela, I said, it's in our hemisphere. They're in our business with Cuba. If Trump can do it, do it. It was successful. I said, it's a gamble. People got mad at me that I was supporting a regime change for the first time in 32 years on air. But this is different, folks. This is different. I'm obsessed with this. Michael Savage, pretty smart cookie, joins us in 60 seconds.
I've been an awful for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in the stores all day for like $80 or sell them for like $40. We'll be right back.
Got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now. We've got it. Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth now.
Majority of the hour, the great Michael Savage, a huge fan of his, learned so much from him, best-selling author on every topic you can imagine, launched the modern nutrition supplement herbal revolution. Amazing. My grandfather, like 35 years ago, gave me one of his books. A Savage Nation on X, michaelsavage.com. Heavily attacked and censored, obviously, because of things he says. He was on, not the last time, the time before last, and said he was talking to top Israeli generals and intelligence, former intelligence heads, and obviously they're not anti-Israel, and they said, no, Netanyahu, he's out of control. He's bit off more than he can chew. Israel has a terrible rating in the Gallup poll, and they're not going to defeat the Muslims right now, and they've already defeated the ones that were surrounding him, so just stop, and stop trying to get us into a full war with Iran. He called it. In fact, I'm going to find that part of the interview and have it added in this in post. We posted on Rumble and X today from the live interview. You're watching it. 12:07 Central Standard Time. But I wanted to get him on at this historic moment, and I really appreciate him giving us the time. He does do a lot of other interviews to talk about this and then talk about the midterms, Trump's approval rating plunging, where we're going. Mark Levin, who is the brains, really the guy that writes everything that the wall hanger, as he calls him, Sean Hannity, who, I'm not trying to be mean to Sean, he's literally retarded though. But Mark Levin is the brain behind him, and then Mark Levin completely freaking out, calling for a nuclear war, and but admitting this is a big defeat so far for the U.S. The problem is we keep staying in there, in my view. It only gets worse because the Iranians are not vertically integrated. They are parallel, and they've got thousands of people that are related to Muhammad that can be the mullah, and each one you get's worse than the next. And Trump keeps saying, oh, I've got people I can work with now. And then, of course, he can't. And now the ceasefire is falling apart. And so this is a disaster, in my view. And, yeah, highest oil, $150 a barrel. Trump says it's over. Drops the biggest drop in history, $52 in one night. Now they've closed the strait again. As I predicted this morning, it's all off. And just this is a fiasco. It's like watching a Three Stooges movie, but they got nuclear weapons. So that's my take. That's my intro. Michael Savage, please give us your very well-researched historical take on where we are, and hopefully you can give us ideas on how Trump can extricate himself from this disaster, or do we just double down and go to full war and have a 500,000 troops invade Iran? Michael Savage.
Alex, thanks for having me. If I had all the answers, I wouldn't be here. I don't have all the answers. I have some opinions of where we are and where we should be. you have to understand, and I'm sure you do, when I say you, I don't mean it in any derogatory manner. People need to understand the history of the Arab world in order to understand where we are today. It didn't start with Iran, and it's not going to end with Iran. So you have to go back in history to 632, and I don't want to give people a history lesson, they get upset, but that's when Muhammad died in 632. By 656, by the death of Othman, one of his followers, those were considered the great days of the Arabs. They conquered one nation after the other with small armies of 1,000 to 3,000 men. And how did they do it? Through terror, through fire, through rape, through murder. And what was their goal? I mean, I could go through one country after the other.
Oh,
I
people
did it last
love
night.
History lessons. My audience loves history lessons. You're absolutely right. I mean, this is
I
the
can
Quran.
Do it
the Quran is a battle manual to take over the world.
Yes, 100% correct. They want world domination. I gave them a new name last night in bed for this show, and I don't know if it's been used before. I called the Arabs the Vikings of the desert because I've studied the Vikings, and I've asked myself, what happened to the Vikings when you look at the Nordic countries? They've been taken over by the Muslims, and the gays and the lesbians are running the Nordic countries. How did where'd the Vikings go? I guess they're all the guys with beards that were giants are in the coke business, they're in jail, or they're dealing drugs. I don't know where they are. How did the Vikings let their country get taken over? But if you look at the Arabs, I call them the Vikings of the desert. And what do they believe in? Invasion, conquest, plunder, just like the Vikings. They want world domination. The Vikings were not driven by a holy book. They were driven simply by conquest and plunder. The Arabs want world domination. People should know that the word caliph, we all heard the word, they want a worldwide caliphate. Caliph means successor, by the way. They want world domination, and they want to organize and subjugate the whole world to Allah. If people don't understand that, they can't understand where we are today. Now, having said that, Iran also should be understood in its historic context. Iran is a conquered, occupied nation. It's ruled, when you say, by mullahs. They're really invaders. They're Arab invaders. The Persians, as you well know, were practitioners of Zoroastrianism. Christians were permitted to live in ancient Iran. Jews lived in peace with ancient Iran. And then they were occupied by the Arabs, and they were conquered about 637, even though they had a great general, the Persians. And again, they were not Muslims. They were Zoroastrians, by and large. They were conquered. And in those 25 years I mentioned, between 632 and 656, the Arabs conquered one nation after the other. And that included Persia. And after the conquest of Persia, can I go on with this a few minutes, Alex?
Please.
I mean, and so after the conquest of Persia and the subjugation of Persia and the conversion of the population from their indigenous religion of Zoroastrianism to Islam, they went on to the next nation. They conquered all of Persia. And then the Muslim Empire pushed far into Western Turkestan. I'm reading from my own notes. I don't want to make a mistake here. And eastward until I met the Chinese. People don't know there are, when you see regions of China that are Muslim, it's because of those years of conquest. They then went into Egypt, and Egypt fell almost without resistance to the new conquerors, who, full of their own fanatical belief in the sufficiency of their book, the Quran, they actually wiped out the vestiges of the book copying industry of the Alexandria Library. Egypt was not a Muslim nation. So then the tide of conquest then poured along the north coast of Africa to the Straits of Gibraltar and Spain. Spain, it's interesting, Spain is a socialist nation right now. Spain has capitulated basically to the Muslims within. You say socialist, but you're saying, when you say socialist in Europe today, Alec, I think you'd have to agree, these are socialists who have knuckled under to the Muslim population that's invaded their nations.
Yeah,
you say that's
everywhere
true?
In the world, the Muslims ally with the communists and the socialists, and it's the Red-Green Alliance.
The Red-Green Alliance. So then Spain was conquered in 710, and the Pyrenees Mountains were reached in 720. That's over a 10-year period. In 732, the Arab advance reached the center of France, but then it was stopped good at the Battle of Poitiers, and then the Arabs were pushed back as far as the Pyrenees again. So the conquest of Egypt gave the Muslims a fleet of great ships, and for a time, I'm almost through, It looked as though they would take Constantinople. They made repeated sea attacks between 672 and 718, but the great city held out against them. So then we see the Arabs conquered a vast swath of territory from Spain to China. And what happened next is a matter of people studying the rest of the history of these nations. So what does that have to do with today? Unless you understand the mindset of the followers, you don't understand what they're trying to do. They're not fighting for self-determination. They're not fighting the evil empire of America, per se. They're trying to take over the whole world and impose Islam on the whole world. That's their belief system. It's that simple. So where does that leave us? What role do we play in this? Well, look at our own cities. Take a look at New York City. They already have, in my estimation, a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood as mayor of the biggest financial capital in the United States of America, if not the world, New York City. How did that happen? How did the Muslim empire expand into New York City with a vile communist Muslim, by the way, not just a Muslim who has peace in his heart? There are many Muslims who have peace in their heart. This one has hate in his heart for everyone except his own people. He's running New York City. How did that happen? He's part of the caliphate, the worldwide caliphate. You think he's going to make New York better? Take a look at New York. It got worse, not better. Putting social workers on the street instead of cops. Anyway, we know the whole story. So what do we do with Iran is the question. You know, yesterday, Alex, I celebrated because it was coincidentally the day that Trump and I know the ceasefire has fallen apart by now. It was, we knew the Muslims would not hold to a ceasefire. They never have in history, by the way. You look at the whole history of truces with Israel. Every truce was broken because they break every truce in plain English, and they always have a reason for it. They hide their women and children in mosques, and they say that the Jews blew up a mosque by dropping a bomb. They put their soldiers inside a school, and the poor children get killed. They use their women and children as bait, as they just did around the power plants in Iran. That's a tactic that they have used. Anyone who's fought in these wars will tell you the same thing. So what does it have to do with us? Why should we be involved in these wars is the real question that most Americans are asking. Why should American blood be spilled in the Middle East? And that's really the most important question, don't you think, Alex, to all of us today?
No, I mean, listen, I know Islam is a political cult, death cult taking over. I know they bought off the West. And so I wasn't going to cry the Middle East fell, but the estimates were they wouldn't. And then this would hurt the world economy and then make us look like the bad guys. And then everybody goes, oh, you're with the mullahs. No. The way to deal with this is shut down the borders and contain all of this and not put up with it. That's the real invasion. So here's a bigger question then. Where do you think this is going?
I'm not a crystal ball reader, but I have to go back to what you're saying. You're 100% correct. But what do we do about the Muslim invasion of America? I know it's an impolite statement to make. This is not a benign movement in America when you see them bowing down in the streets on their hands and knees and blocking traffic in New York City and other cities. What is that but conquest? Isn't that a sort of subtle conquest?
No, it's marked. No, the calls of prayer and all that's not even subtle. It's open pissing on us. It's marking territory. I get all that. I say what you said 30 years ago. Shut down the borders, deport their asses, cut off the welfare. That's the real way is to protect the West and do that and keep the cancer cells out. I'm being called an Iranian agent because I went with the Pentagon assessment that 92% chance regime change wouldn't happen. They closed the strait, and now they've been put in a position of power. How does Trump extricate from this? Mark Levin wants to go to full nuclear war.
Well, don't mention that person's name to me. I have a vile history with him. He's a vile man.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's stop there because Trump has put out a bunch of posts on Truth Social saying, listen to Mark. He's who I get my advice from. Mark admits he doesn't understand the military. He says, I don't know what to do, but the Pentagon says we can't go in. We'll lose all these troops. We'll use nukes. Here's a short clip of him last Saturday saying, let's use nuclear weapons. And, of course, all the studies show, Rand Corporation and others, that leads to full nuclear war. We can't do that, Mark.
Absolutely.
Here's Mark Levin.
This is a war or a peace mission to stop nuclear weapons that can blow away millions of Americans. Every bit as important as World War II, the Battle of Gettysburg, the Civil War. Over 51,000 casualties in that one battle, about three and a half days. The Battle of Chickamauga, almost 35,000 casualties. Spotsylvania Courthouse, almost 32,000 casualties. The Wilderness, 30,000 casualties. Chancellorsville, over almost 30,000 casualties. Shiloh, 24,000. I could go on and on.
Why is he reading
this? Horrendous casualties. Crucially important wars.
And?
Now, this is a crucially important military operation war. Call it what you want, peace mission.
Alex, I can't watch this fraud.
And
please turn him off.
Celebrating.
He makes me sick.
Oh, he calls for nukes. Listen, it's almost over.
Unifying.
He's a sick man. He's a mentally ill person, in my opinion.
And urging them to complete the task so our country is safe from nuclear weapons.
Oh,
by insane, suicidal primitives from the 7th century.
So, well, you know Mark Levin, you know his history. So who is this guy?
When I was banned from entering Britain, I'm the only member of the American media, as you well know, who cannot enter Britain. I was the canary in the coal mine. Right. You know about that story, Alex?
Of course I know about it. Yes.
Okay. You know about it. Most people don't. Mark Levin went on the radio and said, I got what I deserved. That's Mr. Conservative there. So I don't want to waste my time talking about this empty suit who pretends to be a great genius. What the hell is he quoting figures from the Civil War for? To sound like he's smart? He just likes numbers of dead people? Let's talk about now, rather than this this empty suit that will be forgotten by history. The important thing is, what do we do as Americans today, not what talk show hosts have to say about it, including myself. Yesterday I was saying I was celebrating the truce. And it was in sync with a profoundly significant holiday amongst very, very pious Jews yesterday. People don't know this, where they stayed up all night last night reading from Exodus, where God parted the Red Sea and let the Jews escape Egypt. And then, according to the myth, the Egyptians followed, and then the sea closed in and drowned all of the Egyptian soldiers. So that's the myth of the Dead Sea. The Christians understand that. The children understand that story. But the fact is, it was celebrated last night. And I was saying, it's amazing to me how we're living through biblical times. And I think you, as a devout Christian, despite the fact that we don't know the way out of this at this moment, would have to agree we're living through some biblical history right now. Wouldn't you say, Alex?
Oh, 100%. This is historic, super dangerous. And it's yes. it's crazy.
So last week, let's go back to the airmen who, one was rescued immediately, the F-15 pilot. The backseater was missing, remember, for 3 days? He was alleged to be, he was thought to be dead on Friday. And then he was discovered and came back to life on Sunday and was rescued. To me, that was a biblical story. It was like the death of Jesus on Friday and his rebirth on Sunday. I was sitting here saying, how much more symbolism do we need that God's hand is involved in some of the symbolism? So now we come to today. Well, what does this mean? We have a truce yesterday. I celebrate on the air talking about it, saying hallelujah. The stock market soars, oil drops. And now today we wake up and there they go. They did it again. They did just what everyone feared they would do. They break the truce. And we don't know what is going to happen next. I'm not inside Donald Trump's mind. However, I think we would all have to agree that Donald Trump, despite all of his flaws, despite all of his bluster, despite all of his inconsistencies, is a man of steel. And he will not yield. Alex, he's not going to yield to them. So what do you think he's likely to do is the question. Will he follow the advice of the lunatics who say use nuclear weapons? Tell me what his options are.
Well, that's it. I mean, he needs to make a real deal with Iran, because now they're going back and forth saying they're arguing about the deal. Trump panicked with his $150 barrel because that will kill the economy of the world,
that's
not
right.
just us. And so now Iran got emboldened by that. But by the very nature of the fact that we probably couldn't take out the regime, that's why I said don't do it, because it wouldn't work. I said Venezuela may work. Go ahead and do it. It's in our sphere. And so that's where we are. And then now I think Trump may double down with a ground invasion if Iran double crosses and has already closed the Strait of Hormuz again. So this is so it's a foreshadowing, hopefully, of peace. I get why we should celebrate. But at the same time, if we don't, it just gets worse.
Okay, so before this all came to the truce, I put out an idea on my social media of how about the art of the deal means a compromise. A deal means a compromise. It doesn't mean killing the other guy and conquering everything and take everything he owns. It means compromise. The art of the deal is a negotiation. And in a negotiation, both sides have to get something out of it, right? We used to hear win-win in the 70s. So the Iranian mullahs needed something, right? So I suggested they have to have something in this deal. Let them be the toll takers in the Strait of Hormuz and charge a reasonable fee for every ship that passes through the strait, and to give them something. People say, oh, no, you can't give them anything. Well, what kind of deal is it going to be? So I don't know whether that's why the deal fell apart. Maybe they weren't given that. I thought that they were going to charge a toll. But then, of course, they asked an extortionist amount for each ship, which couldn't work. But what if they were given a reasonable amount for each ship? I mean, we have tolls in America, don't we? I'm sorry, we have tariffs.
And that was agreed to. They could have $1 million per ship. But here's the thing.
Wait, but we have tariffs. We use tariffs the way they should use tolls is what I was saying. People may not like hearing that. Trump's tariffs are like tolls, in essence. Do what I want or I'll hit you with a tariff. So if the Arabs see that, they say, okay, we want to be paid for every ship that goes through our territory. Right.
So well, that's the deal. Iran gets $1 million. The Arabs get $1 million. And what I'm saying is what Trump needs to say and what J.D. Vance did say is your military's basically been 90% destroyed. You're rolling the dice. Make a deal now. Stop all the regional attacks. And then, yeah, you can rebuild with this toll and move forward. But the issue is both sides, Israel and Iran, kept shooting at each other. And no one's even sure because, like you said, the war started thousands of years ago. So it's just ongoing. That is the problem now. And so we're all being sucked deeper into it. And I think Iran should calculate, no, in the end, if they make America double down, they're going to end up losing. But it'll be a Pyrrhic victory for us because of the economy.
Trump should have demanded Netanyahu stop the war in Lebanon, period, end of story. That should have been part of the deal. No matter what the hell was the provocation was, they should have reined Netanyahu in my opinion. That doesn't mean that I don't support the survival of the Jewish people. I do. But the Jewish people, even in Israel, are not 100% behind Benjamin Netanyahu, and people should understand that. And 5 weeks ago, I said, is there not a war hero in Israel? A general who fought in combat who is on the side of peace rather than on endless war. And there are some, and they're called liberals, and they're not in power. So Israel's not a monolithic nation, and not 100% of the Israelis like Netanyahu's endless wars, by the way. Now, I know that a lot of people are going to say, well, how could you attack Netanyahu because he's only one man? He doesn't represent the entire nation of Israel. There are 4-star generals, certifiable war heroes in the IDF, who would have stopped bombing Lebanon. Now, why didn't they listen to Trump? I guarantee you that Trump demanded that they stop, and they did it anyway.
No, Michael, you're right. That was part of the deal that they would stop, but Netanyahu said no. Exactly. Israel's already won. They've got to stop. Biting off Iran's too much. Let's come back and talk about that when we come right back. Stay with us. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it and you like it and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high quality private label, top selling brand that we were able to private label. We're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research and then go to the oliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bolivine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Netanyahu just came out. I'm reading the quote. We put the video on screen. Iran is weaker than ever and Israel stronger than ever, Netanyahu. There are still additional objectives and we will achieve them. We are ready to resume fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger. They got an ongoing White House press conference about this. Iran state media claims the United States has begun violating the ceasefire and is attacking Tehran. Who knows if that's even true? We'll track all that as it unfolds. But again, here's the deal. All the economists are clear. You get oil at $150 a barrel for even a few weeks, and it's already caused major problems lower than that. It kills the recovery. That's where they've got us. But all their forces, all the Middle East of Hezbollah have already been basically defeated. And that's what Savage said like 4 months ago from Israeli sources, is that it's just biting off more than you can chew. And that's what the Pentagon told Trump. So that's really the problem here is now will Iran go further because they feel like they can do whatever they want with the strait and feel like we're weak. because this thing has been initiated. But Michael Savage, I want to finish up on this topic and get your view on what you think Trump should do, because I totally agree with you and where this is going. And then obviously Netanyahu has to stop hitting Lebanon. He's kind of signaling that, but who knows if that'll actually happen. And then big picture, the Democrats, special elections where the Democrats just won big in Wisconsin and other states, where MAGA goes in the future. You've looked at your crystal ball. You say you don't have one. You do, about borders, language, culture, all that. You really laid out the runway. Trump admits this, that he kind of came in on with the main definitions of this fight. And I've contributed as well, but kind of the old Republican guard was just really establishment and stale. It was you and myself and others that kind of launched all this. We're not bragging, it's just a fact. So tell me then where you see this going in the future, what your advice is to populists, to conservatives, to nationalists, to people that want to defeat the communist disease we have in this country. Michael Savage.
It's a lot to take on in one question, Alex, but I'm used to it with you. That's why I like your show. It's a challenge to condense so many ideas into a few statements. But I need to back up for a moment. Having said that about Israel and Netanyahu, I want to address this new Reich that's emerged in the world under Tucker Carlson. I know they're friends of yours, but they're not friends of mine. Nick Fuentes and Candace Owens. They're a pox upon humanity, as far as I'm concerned, because they blame Israel for all of the world's ills, no matter what they say. Then they say it's not Jews, it's Israel. They don't ever talk about the Christian slaughter across Africa by Muslims, do they? You never hear anything about that. You never hear about the takeover of European nations or Australia by Muslims. All you hear about is evil Israel from that new Reich that has emerged. It's very deadly, because they've scapegoated Jewish people, which is very, very dangerous for millions of people. Having said that, I also told you I'm not a fan of Netanyahu's warlike mentality, which is there's a limit to it. We've heard about his great heroics 40 years ago. How long has he been in power? Why are there no term limits in Israel? This, by the way, is the problem with Israel and other nations, is the lack of term limits. I think what you find out is that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton said that many years ago. It's true in Israel and every other nation. Wherever there are no term limits, corruption emerges because the power becomes centralized. So you asked another question, having cleared the air from my point of view. Where do we go from? What would you like me to focus on, Alex? There were so many questions at once.
Well, I think you hit it. The new power center in what you call conservatism or the populist movement is people that focus on Israel. But now by Israel dragging us into this, you can debate the reasons, it's given even more power to that. And clearly Candace Owens, I have my issues with her, things she does. And, you know, Nick, it was interesting. We have him on for debates and discussions. Tucker, I think, legitimately is anti-war, and has thrown his lot in, but he has gotten basically, I like Tucker a lot, become an apologist for Islam in that vein. So I think it's important to focus on communist China, on Islam, on the left in general that's allied with Islam, and then also look at Israel, criticize Israel when it's needed, but not make it all about that. Because I have guests on, not even those guys you mentioned, but others I used to have on, they can't even talk about other topics. They will just go right back to that. It's like a one-trick pony, and it's all they can talk about. And it is bizarre.
Because it's easy, Alex. Don't you understand where they're at. These are shallow people who don't know anything about history. They're not smart. They have an audience now. They found a new pinata to beat up, which is the Jews and or Israel. It's gotten them huge ratings, and they keep beating it because it brings attractive an audience to them. They never talk about the attacks on Christians all over the world by Muslims, as I mentioned, in Africa, for example, the slaughter of Christians all over the world by fanatical Muslims. So I think I would rather move away from that. I think we need to focus more on America right now. Where do we go from here? I predicted the other day that if this did not end, it's likely that Tehran would be bombed, if not nuked, by the way. And I said it would not be us who did it. I wrote it on my own Twitter feed. I said it would be the bad boy Israel that does it. The U.S. is certainly not going to drop a nuclear bomb on an Iranian target. They'll use a pariah nation, Israel. Israel's now the most hated nation on the planet because the Islamic Front has the greatest propaganda ever seen in the history of the world, where Americans have taken their side. Can you imagine a nation that has just slaughtered 10 to 30,000 protesters is now considered the good guy by all of these people who don't see the big picture, don't know history, don't care? So if there is any kind of horrendous decision to go nuclear, and let's pray to God that there isn't, because the next stage could be China and Russia drawn in on Iran's side. Isn't that a fear? I've seen this for months.
Mainline war games show by the top experts.
Well, Iran is an ally of Russia and of China. So it doesn't take a genius to understand that they're an allied conglomerate, that if this gets to a nuclear level, they're going to enter the fray. And we could be targeted here in America. This has to be stopped immediately. Whoever's doing this in Tehran, I don't know if it's Israel or America. I told you, they're going to use bad boy Israel to drop the bombs on Tehran. Since they're hated anyway, they figure let them do it. Trump's not going to do it. So where does it go? You have to stop the war immediately. No matter how you do it, I don't care what it takes. You've got to stop the bombs from falling immediately. Until the bombs are stopped, there will be nothing to talk about. And the world could go up in smoke. This is how world wars emerge. So who's dropping the bombs in Tehran? We don't know. Doesn't matter. It's either Israel or the United States.
And see, here's the problem.
What's it going to achieve? Tell me what the bombing of Tehran is going to achieve. The mullahs actually like it. It makes them seem like more victims, and it also confirms their own psychosis, which is that this is the end of days. It's going to bring about the return of the Mahdi, the 12th, the 13th, whatever they are. Their new Messiah will arrive only when the world is destroyed, when Armageddon. They love it, the crazy ones. This is perfect.
So let me throw this in, because what you're saying is historic, nuanced, sophisticated, because it's how the world really works. I totally agree with what you're saying, that you kill the mullahs, that makes them more popular. You bomb all these civilian targets, it makes them more popular.
Right.
They're going to hang on. They're going to play the victim. They're going to unify a front against Israel and the U.S. That's why this move was bad. Then I get called an Iranian agent. But then a bunch of the other people that are against Israel and the U.S. are now apologists for Islam itself. So this is a nightmare combination. And I can't believe the Muslims are running circles around us. And then most of our viewers are super smart. But when I see videos I post to X or even Rumble, when I'm giving nuanced stuff, they don't even know what I'm talking about, because it's either are you for Israel or are you for the Muslims?
Yes.
And I'm saying it's way more sophisticated than that.
I call the Arabs the Vikings of the desert. If they don't know the history of the arrival on the scene of Islam with Muhammad, and I talked about the history over a 25-year period where they conquered Persia, they conquered Egypt, they conquered Spain. If they don't understand the history, they don't understand what they're talking about. The entire religion is built upon invasion, conquest, and plunder in its most naked form. They want world domination. They want a caliphate, a worldwide caliphate.
And these attacks are making them stronger. So what's the answer?
Well, which attacks are making them stronger? I wouldn't say that. They have no air force. They have
But I'm
no
saying
Navy.
Ideologically, it's making
them. Yeah, okay. Ideologically, yes. The liberals have certainly turned into apologists for Islam. And, of course, the people who think they're conservatives are really just quisling liberals in disguise. They don't even understand that they've actually been conquered mentally. They've been already conquered and turned into part of the caliphate, all of these tough right-wingers who quote Christian doctrine, and they're not even Christians. Most of them are not even good Christians, because good Christians would not say the things they say about Jews. So where do we go with Iran? The question is Iran right now. It's occupied by Arabs. How do we give it back to the Persians? How do we return it to a Persian nation, a great people? Can we do that? This is history in the making. Only God knows what's going to happen next, Alex. The bombs have to stop. At the end of the day, I believe in peace, not war, and I believe that peace can only be achieved at this point through peaceful means, not warful means. I mean,
well, we're exactly. Let's talk about nukes. If Israel, the U.S., I think you're right, it'll be Israel, nukes, military bases, everything, it literally turns the world even more against the West. And so, obviously, that's not the move. So people push. Plus, the emperor had already tried to give up 5 days before Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. The Japanese were going to fight to the end under orders for honor. They got the emperor to give up because MacArthur sent him a message saying, we're going to hang your ass once we do take over. So that's the point, is that it's the same thing like the Japanese. They're not going to give up.
Right.
And so what do? You expose it. You don't want to play victim. You isolate Islam. You educate the public against it. You arrest all their different operatives engaging in subterfuge. You got to deal with it like that and then not give them the full frontal assault so they can play victim. You know, they teach in colleges and high school and everywhere that the Crusades were a Western offense.
Right.
No, after 700 years of Islamic invasion, took hundreds of years to free Spain. They took millions of slaves. No, it was a response to Islamic invasion. That is a fact.
The Crusades by Christians were counter-Crusades against the Muslim invasion and conquest and subjugation, of course. But that's not taught at Harvard, as you well know. What's the solution to this problem? The only solution to this, there's only two solutions. The first one is a nightmare scenario because it'll draw the entire world into a nuclear exchange. It'll be the end of civilization as we know it. The only solution is to stop the war immediately and stop the bombing of Iran immediately. I don't care what in the world it takes. Who's ever dropping those bombs has to be stopped. That is not going to end this. It's going to escalate and bring others into the war. So whether it's Israel or the United States dropping bombs on Tehran right now, it's the stupidest thing that you could imagine. Killing civilians now in Tehran, that's going to bring the world to peace? Impossible. It won't happen. But, you know, you said something earlier that, of course, I've been saying as well for weeks now. The Japanese would not give in because they believed in Bushido, the art of honor. They'd rather die than give up, the Japanese warrior, okay? And I said the Islamists have a similar mindset based upon a different set of principles, a religious set of principles, and they're also not going to give up. So how did Japan finally be brought to subjugation? It wasn't through negotiation. It was through bombing Hiroshima. They didn't give up anyway. What happened? We dropped another bomb. New Truman dropped another bomb on Nagasaki. Horrible. How many civilians were incinerated? 100,000 at one time? Men, women, and children burnt up in these paper houses in Tokyo, in Hiroshima. They were burned alive, incinerated. So now let's go to Germany under Hitler. The Germans didn't want to give up either. They lost their great navy, some of the greatest ships ever built. They lost their great air force, destroyed by our great American heroes. What did they do? Did they give up to Americans? No, they didn't. The Russians had to invade on land, Berlin. 200,000, or I think it's 400,000 Russians died taking Berlin after everything else had been destroyed in the military of all of the other military resources had been destroyed of Germany. 400,000 died, Russians fighting in the rubble of Berlin until they finally gave up.
Mainly fighting kids about 15 years old, the Hitler Youth.
So when you're dealing with fanatics, it's very hard for we civilized people to understand how to even engage in a conversation about this. I'm not a fanatic, and I don't think you are either. We're strong-willed. We have great beliefs. We believe in God. We believe in civilization. We believe in our nation. We believe in our borders, language, and culture. But we're not fanatic about it. We are dealing with fanatics in Iran, Alex, and we don't understand how they think. We can only project how they think, but they laugh at us for even trying to think how they think. They don't think the way we do. They have no regard for human life, whatever, which is why they'll put military targets inside mosques, schools, and hospitals, because they don't care who gets killed around them. So Trump knows all of this. He's run through this in his mind. Israel knows this. They see it's the end of days for them one way or the other. They may as well have the final battle now before it's too late. We, the people, are sitting here on the outside like in a peanut gallery just watching the world burn in front of our eyes. We have almost no power over what happens. You think what we think and what we say is going to affect anything? I don't.
But when you were on, it was the time before last, probably 6 months ago, you said Israel's defeated, most of its enemies around it. It has to stop now. That's what you believed, and other experts in Israel. Why did Netanyahu not stop there? Because he has to keep having wars. He's already been basically convicted. He wants to kill investigations. Yes. So he needs to keep the crisis going for his own personal life.
That's a theory. I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear that. The other theory is he's a great war leader and he's saving the state of Israel. I would argue to the contrary. I would say that Israel needs peace now, not more war. And they need a 4-star general who's a liberal in Israel, incidentally. I know people say, what? You're a conservative? Yeah, well, sometimes, as I've said 1,000 times, a bird needs 2 wings to fly. And Israel's right now had its left wing tied behind its back. It's only a right wing is flapping. And we in America, before Trump came back, had only 1 wing. The left wing was flapping, and we've been flying in the circles.
Well, there's nobody there. In fact, Netanyahu is pretty much a moderate now compared to what's happened in Israel. I wouldn't even call it right wing. It's like you said, it's very messianic. It's end of the world. So just like the mullahs are out of their minds, they've now gotten the most radical are in control, and there's nobody even questioning in these meetings.
Well, not in the meetings, but in the Israeli world, there are 4-star generals who are war heroes who could step in and save their nation from this path of destruction.
Well, and credit to Tucker Carlson, I don't know if you saw his BB expose, but he interviewed all the former intelligence chiefs and a bunch of generals saying this is what you said 6 months ago. So, I mean, you know, he's...
I don't have to attack Tucker. I attack his ideas. I don't know him as a person. I mean, he was the first guest I had on my TV show when I began my TV show. I was like a thrill for me to have him on my show. And then he changed radically in the 6 months, bought a house over there in Qatar. Well, I don't know what that's about. And he became almost the spokesman for Islam. And I don't even know why, because the country that he has a house in was then attacked by his friends in Iran. Go figure that out.
Qatar.
Right? I mean, yeah, Qatar. I can't pronounce that country. Qatar, gutter. It's a hard nation to pronounce.
Well, let's go back to Trump, because he's 79. You know, he hasn't taken care of himself like you have. When you make statements like this, it sounds like a supervillain, which is a gift to Islam. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And thank God he backed off of this, which is a lesser of evils, but then it's also horribly backed off because it looks weak, but that's better than doing this. This is crazy talk. What do you make of a statement like that?
I was shocked by it, because a president should never make a statement like that. I don't know why he did it. It certainly didn't bring any followers to the way of Donald Trump. It's frightening to say a thing like that. And I don't think he actually has anything he wants to say. You're going to nuke all of Iran, kill everyone in it. You got to kill for peace. Are we back to that song from the Vietnam era? You got to kill, kill, kill for peace. Is that where we're at? I hope not. So I don't have the answer as to how to stop the fanatics on the other side, as I said to you earlier. I don't know how they think. I have an idea how they think, but I'm projecting a civilized viewpoint upon fanatics, which never works. You know, it's like confronting a murderer who breaks into your house and try to reason with him, getting a social worker in there. It's not going to work.
Well, it's like when I watch the Iranians chant death to America. They're out of their mind. Their eyes are bugging out in their parliament. And then I watch Israeli TV with Netanyahu's deputy and a bunch of others giggling and laughing about nukes. If you're going to use nukes, that's one thing. Don't laugh about it like it's a big joke. This is serious.
Something's
business.
Wrong. Yeah, no, there's something wrong there. I understand that. This is why Americans don't want anything to do with the Middle East. They just had enough of it.
Exactly.
They don't want American boys dying for Israel or any other nation on the planet. I mean, it's as clear as a bell. No more foreign wars. Donald Trump ran on that platform. No more foreign wars. I'll end the Ukraine-Russia thing in 2 seconds. That's still raging.
Yeah, the way to defeat Islam is to have the West come back and Western values, shut down our borders, get back to free market, and be the pillars of the future and win through that and isolate the cancer. Going to war with it this way has empowered it, while the left brings them in record numbers. And it turns them into victims, and they're spending their money buying off our people. It is, you've got to outlaw that. We have a horrible Justice Department that won't do it. Any of this foreign money, I don't care who it's from, needs to stop. Michael Savage, people can find you at A Savage Nation on X. Follow you there, michaelsavage.com. I know you got so many books. What's your latest book?
I reissued God, Faith, and Reason. It was out of print. People are asking for it. I think that after I'm in the next world, whether it's the good place or the bad place, wherever God decides to put me, this and my book on Teddy and me, my dog, will be the ones that outlive all my political books.
All right. Well, hey, anytime you want to come on, the door is open. I totally agree with everything you said. And it's not
Alex, I hope I can come. I hope I can come back in a time of peace in the next few weeks, and talk a little bit more about spiritual issues rather than political issues. I would love to do that with you because you're a man of faith.
I agree. I want to talk about big picture and positive things and not trying to stop a damn nuclear war. Michael Savage, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Alex. You do a great job. I admire your work.
I admire your work too, sir. You taught me a lot. Thank you. Well, that was a nuanced, complex discussion. It was all totally accurate, and people aren't even, most people listening on the radio get it, and a lot of you watching do, but I see our stuff, people are like, what is this? Well, are they for the Muslims or for, you know, it's just like, come on, people. The Pentagon said don't do it. Exactly what Savage said. This is a disaster. And now the mullahs are in a stronger position than ever. You're like, well, their military's blown them. Not ideologically. They're the victims now. And they control the Strait of Hormuz. And I think Trump may double down. I mean, we're in grave danger. I mean, if you don't have a pucker factor, if you don't have chills up and down your spine listening to this, you're crazy. Mark Levin, oh, just use nuclear weapons. I didn't get the full clip of him. He's like, we use them in Japan and the nuclear weapons. That's what strong presidents do. We have the Mark Levin text messages that are out. And he's like, do what Truman did, President Trump. Do what he did in Japan. He doesn't say use nukes. He says, we know what we did in Japan, Mr. President. The emperor gave up. He'd given up 5 days before. They wanted to test the bombs on Japan to scare the Russians. That's declassified. So we fried a bunch of women and children. I don't support any of this. I absolutely hate the left acting like I'm aligned with them or Islam acting like it. No, I'm aligned with not being an insane person. All right. I'm just too well informed. I just can't be an idiot. We're going to come back. I got all this other news. I got it. There's so many big developments now, though. So we'll get to the latest developments of the war. And then I've got Democrats winning these special elections. I got a bunch of insane UFO news about interdimensionals with congressmen saying it. And there's four species of aliens on the earth. Congressman Burchett and nuclear physicist. I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder by the moment. We are in the Twilight Zone. A great time of change is taking place right now. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds on X with Alex Jones, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And don't forget, all those local radio stations you're listening to, please support their sponsors, support them, and spread the word about those as well. Briefly plugging a big sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultramethylene Blue, 72% off, despite the fact it's a bestseller. That's at cost $16.79 a month when you subscribe, cancel any time, but you lock it in at cost $16.79 when you become a subscriber. There's only a few days left on that. And other big deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.